Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I've just been holding the Bible in my hand right now, and I've opened up to the first chapter of that final book in our Holy Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ to John. And those beautiful passages, I've always thrilled to read them. Verse 10, John declares, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches." And in verse 12, the word goes on to say, And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt above the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet burned like unto a fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. This is a picture of the unveiled Christ, if you will, the risen Christ of glory. The veil of his flesh, as Hebrews declares, was torn, and he is now, as our theme song, the unveiled Christ, the Brother Glass sings at the end, behold the man of sorrows, behold him in plain view. Lo, he is the mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two. Praise God. This is the Lord that we serve. And as I was just meditating on those opening chapters of Revelation, I was thinking of Revelation, the fourth chapter, verse 1, and John said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And you know the persecution and the tribulation that John was experiencing at Patmos? That was a prison island. That was not a place of comfort, but that was no hindrance to heavenly revelation. That's where he received all the wonderful prophetic declarations in this book that are in the process of being fulfilled even now in our times. Regardless of the circumstances, beloved, if one is in the Spirit, if you're pure in heart, and obedient in faith, doors will continue to be opened. God wants us to be, in spite of whatever we're going through, to know that He is our commander-in-chief. He is Lord of our lives, and He's encouraging you just to be watchful, to be prayerful, to be ready to move, and to be able to hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to you. And I just feel, I don't have a particular scripture to share with you, but I just want to obey the Lord and share a prophetic word that God has placed on my heart. For the Lord would speak and speak and say on this wise, beloved, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I am he that walks on the mount of God in the midst of the stones of fire, and in the midst of my church, to observe the hearts of my servants and to judge with righteous judgment. I will not let unrepented wickedness go unpunished, But my grace is being poured out to many, that they might turn to the Lord with all their strength, and they might experience my salvation and my forgiveness. My grace is unto you, my beloved, and my strength, and my unfailing love, and my everlasting mercies. Many have lost the fervor of their first love, but yet I have a holy seed, a remnant, that has been sown, as it were, into the earth, to die and yet bring forth new life. They shall flow and be as one people, and have but one head, their Lord and their Christ. My church shall be a glorious church, a manifested people of strength and divine glory, such as the world has never seen. To you, my beloved, I say, arise, arise and come forth, for my glory has arisen upon you. Come into my presence to receive that which I have ordained for you from before the foundation of the earth. Come to receive that anointing, that impartation, even as my prophet Isaiah received when he saw the heavens opened and the King of Ages sitting upon his throne. I have destined you for this time, for such a time as this, for this hour, to display my works through you. You shall be a sign and a wonder to this generation. Behold, I'm opening a new door to you in the Spirit. I am the bright and morning star that shall cause light to dawn upon your darkness. For I've heard your cries, and I shall open to you anew in a living way. And as you follow me, you shall have the light of life upon your pathway. He who holds the key of David, who openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth, would say to you that I have the key, I have the answer to that which has perplexed and dismayed you. There is no impossible situation for me. I make rivers in the deserts and streams in the wilderness. I cause every valley to be exalted and every mountain to be made low. Is there anything, beloved, too hard for the Lord? Therefore, know that as you seek me, not the solution, nor the provision, nor the strategy, but as you seek me and rest in me, I shall show you the way and will lead you in a plain path. I will make a way where there seems to be no way. Am I not a God of miracles? Have I said, and shall I not do it? Behold, into your hands do I give the keys to the kingdom. They are keys of authority and spiritual jurisdiction. Whatsoever you shall bind or loose upon earth shall be bound or loosed in heaven, because I have given you power and authority over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The enemy of your soul has withstood you to prevent your access to the threshold of this new door of faith I'm opening to you. He's wanted you to sit down in discouragement and in despair because you could see no way. But his plans have been thwarted, and I say, go forward. You are in my hands. He that has ears to hear, it is a time not to delay, but a time to move on, says the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Oh, my beloved, I would refresh you this day. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. The Lord sees from heaven and laughs at the wicked, for he knows the day is coming when confusion and consternation shall be his end and his portion. But, beloved, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous, and their salvation is of him. I am your strength in the time of trouble. I shall save you from the wicked, and shall help and deliver you, because you trust in me. Fear not the adversary, for my right arm is bared in your behalf, and you shall not be ashamed. Continue to stand, and be not moved by what you see or what you hear. I speak to your spirit this day, that the victory is yours because the battle is the Lord's. Your praise is a mighty weapon to scatter the host of the enemy, says your God. So rejoice and shout with the voice of triumph. Truly, your God reigns. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your Spirit. Lamentations 3 and 25 says, the Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Amen. You know, we might not feel it. There's times that's the last thing we feel like do is praising God. But Nehemiah, in the 9th chapter, verse 5, he said, stand up and bless the Lord your God. And as you do that, the enemy will be frustrated in his strategies and attempts to discourage and defeat you. If you can hold on in faith, if you can wait patiently for the Lord, patience, beloved, is engendered by endurance of trials and waits in hope and expectation for the invisible realities of faith. Patience is very active. It's not just a passive resignation to circumstances. What does Ephesians 6:13 say? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And, you know, I've shared this from time to time over the years, to stand up has great significance spiritually. When you consider the positions of the body, you could be lying prostrate, face down, or on your back, or sitting, or reclining, or kneeling, or walking, or running. But standing, well, if you're lying down, that's worship or surrender. If you're lying on one's back, that's symbolic of absolute rest or sleep. Sitting is rest. Kneeling is submission or servitude. Walking, running, you're moving the body in a direction toward a goal. But standing is just waiting in a position of readiness and availability. And that's what we need to do, to be standing in the best position that we can be in to respond to the call of our Commander-in-Chief. Praise God. So, beloved, be watchful, prayerful, and be ready to move when your Lord speaks. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. I always so look forward to these times. I invite you to tune in next time. And if you have prayer needs, won't you write? If the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart, He has a reason. Your prayer requests are between the Lord and you and myself. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.